Well, welcome everyone. This is The Daily, and I'm Carolyn Dennis, and this is where we get a dose of our daily scripture. Today, and first I want to say thank you for joining me, and I appreciate it. And I hope you stay to the end because I'm going to give you a word that the Lord gave me yesterday morning. But before I do, I want to share something really awesome with you. This past weekend, I had the opportunity to go to a Friday night, Saturday afternoon worship service, anointed service that Donna Rigney, and if you don't know Donna, you should check her out on YouTube, on Rumble. She lives in Florida and she is truly a woman of God. And you can tell she spent lots of time with the Lord. And I learned so much. The people came from Canada and Alaska to hear her. And I went with one of my best girlfriends, my spiritual mentor, Dorothy. And I'm just going to tell you, I am just so excited. So one of the things she did a deliverance service, deliverance from all kinds of things. We all have stuff, and even when we get delivered, we might need to get delivered again because the world has got stuff coming at us all the time. And she also opened a portal to heaven over our region, and which is really, really exciting. So if you don't know about that, check out Donna Rigney and she can kind of explain that to you a little more, and you can have that too. But anyway, what I wanted to tell you that she did was she taught us that when we go to the Lord and we're praying and we're having worship going on with the Lord, and we should always start with worship, that then be still and have your pen and your paper ready. And you may even want to say to the Father, I'm here. Please tell me what you want me to hear. And be still and wait. So I said, okay, because I'm a prayer warrior. I'm a Bible reader. I love teaching the word, but fasting and being still are not my easy things to do in this walk, I can tell you. So I thought, well, I'm going to try this. So I did it yesterday morning, and I'm going to share with you because this is a word for you. The Father did tell me to tell you all, to share it with you. And it is really exciting. There's lots of people out there who get really long downloads and from the Lord and get prophetic downloads. This is not, oh, I guess it could be considered prophecy, but I'm not giving you any intel on what's getting ready to happen as far as people's names or anything like that. But I found it exciting. And I will tell you, God loves you as much as He loves me, as much as He loves Donna Rigney and my friend Dorothy. And He will do the same for you. He will give you downloads if you invite Him to and give Him the opportunity. But you can't do all the talking. Someone asked me, why was I going to Donna Rigney and said, don't you hear from God? Doesn't He talk to you? And I said, yes, but He talks to her more than He does me. Well, I want to hear from Him more because when He gives words, He gives us truth and wisdom and hope and there's just no telling what he might tell you. He could even give you an invention or something you're going to do. Who knows? So I would encourage you to take those words of wisdom from that Donna Rigney shared with us and be still and know God and wait on him. And really, truly, what I tried to do to keep from getting off focus and thinking about my list of things I needed to do, I tried to just visualize Jesus. That's exactly what I did. And when I visualize Jesus, I often see it. He might look differently at different times. He may look like a famous painting one way, or he may just look different to me. So I encourage you to do that. So here's the word of the Lord that God gave me yesterday, and I'm just humbled and honored that he gave this to me. God said, "Everything is changing now. Miracles are breaking out. Stay true to my word and close to my heart. Walk in the fullness of my love. Everything is changing now. Write this date on your calendar and see what I will do. Stay true to my word. You just have not seen it yet. Love, Abba Father." Wow. Well, I'm excited because no matter what the enemy is throwing at us, I have this word, and the Father is truth, and he is not a man that would lie. His word is true, and he has told me that miracles are breaking out and that everything is changing now. So believe that. Find some time, spend with him today. You will never regret spending time with the Father. And I love you so much, and I hope you'll check us out. We have Declaring Your Destiny, which I share with my colleague Audra. She's one of my another bestie of mine. And we do Bible studies. We have guests where they give us things from the Lord or something about their life that the Lord moved in their life. And we just have the best time on that show. So we hope you'll check that out as well. I thank you again for joining me. I hope you have the best day. Shalom.